listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Three men have been sent to prison over the importation of 56 kilos of meth into WA. The drugs arrived in a shipping container from the eastern states in 2019. Two of the men have been jailed for 20 years and the kingpin will serve at least 22 years. The family of Hannah Clark are hoping sweeping changes to address domestic violence are adopted across the country. The Queensland coroner has delivered her findings into the tragic murders of the Brisbane mother and her three children. It includes four recommendations to improve training and support. Ms. Clark's parents, Sue and Lloyd, say it's time for action.
We need to see all this, everything that's been recommended, implemented in every state.
Yeah, we need to keep this conversation going. It's an uncomfortable conconversation that we've started and we're having.
The outgoing CEO of St John's has sent a message to staff about her impending departure, saying she's leaving with a somber but satisfied heart. After months of scrutiny over the running of the ambulance service, Michelle Fyfe has quit the top job and she'll leave in 2 weeks. World leaders are about to meet at the NATO summit in Spain, with the war in Ukraine top of the agenda. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it's a critical time for high-level talks.
We meet in the midst of the most serious security crisis we have faced since the Second World War, and we see that allies are able to demonstrate unity.
In sport, the first cricket test between Australia and Sri Lanka is underway in goal, with the Aussies claiming two early wickets. And Sean Marsh says the WA cricket team is looking forward to defending their Sheffield Shield title. The domestic fixture shows our side will host the opening clash with New South Wales on October 3. Marsh says they're hungry for wins after last year's success.
It's an amazing feeling to be a part of, and you know, no doubt that's going to drive the guys through this pre-season to keep getting better and, you know, make sure that we're ready to go.
Listener.